What are the five main differences between anxiety attacks and panic attacks? Now, the reason why I'm making this video is I recently was creating some videos on how to overcome panic attacks. And I mentioned in the videos that panic attacks come out of nowhere. They come up, your body burns through all the adrenaline. It's very scary. Naturally, it can feel like you're going to die. It feels like, you know, something's seriously wrong, but it dies down pretty quick. And one of the things I saw in the comments was that a lot of people were suggesting that their panic attacks were lasting hours, sometimes days. Even some people claimed that they'd struggled with panic attacks that lasted for weeks. And so what's going on? I want to make a quick video defining the differences between anxiety attacks and panic attacks, and more importantly, whether you're struggling with one or both, how to overcome it long term. Well, let's get it started. You know, when it comes to recovery, it requires involvement. You'll notice a lot of people just try to find that quick fix. Can you just tell me what's going on in like this 60-second video? And they just have no involvement. All they care about is tell me what to do to get better. It takes time to break through the cycle and go back to freedom. And so one of the questions naturally is, what is the difference between an anxiety attack and a panic attack? And so I want to break this down very quickly in this video. So the first thing to understand that anxiety attacks aren't technically a medical diagnosis. There is no category for anxiety attacks. Panic attacks, on the other hand, there is. They come out of nowhere. They have a sudden onset. Oftentimes, panic attacks won't have a trigger. These panic attacks can be physical. They don't even necessarily have to be physical. You can experience a panic attack without any physical symptoms. I had a couple of those on my recovery journey. Anxiety attacks, on the other hand, tend to have a gradual increase. And oftentimes, it's accompanied with a trigger. And so these are the big differences when it comes to the onsets between anxiety attacks and panic attacks. Now, when I was seeing in the comments and people saying, yeah, Sean, but my panic attacks last hours, sometimes days, sometimes weeks, what they were actually defining were anxiety attacks, not panic attacks. Panic attacks, oftentimes you'll experience it in the very beginning of recovery. You'll notice that you have these panic symptoms and you'll have full-blown panic attacks. What happens over time is as people are struggling with anxiety and they're not finding any relief, you'll notice that the body actually stops giving panic attacks. They'll start moving more towards anxiety attacks. And the reason why is because panic attacks are so energy intensive. It requires so much energy that the body gets so tired over time from constantly being in this fight or flight response that your body can no longer even create panic attacks. So we've seen this a lot. So a lot of people will think they're getting better because they're not experiencing panic attacks. But the truth is that their body just doesn't have the strength to create a panic attack. Anxiety attacks often is something people will experience as they're stuck in the cycle. Anxiety starts off as very acute, especially for people that struggle with panic attacks. And then what happens is that it generalizes, it becomes chronic. And a symptom that you might experience during a panic attack, you start experiencing it throughout the day, throughout the weeks, throughout the months. And that's what they're experiencing when it comes to anxiety attacks. It basically becomes like this heightened level of anxiety. And I always say, if you're focused on the recovery journey, make sure you know what's happening and know how to overcome these symptoms, overcome the panic attacks, overcome the anxiety attacks. And so if you want to know, I'll put a link down below to a desensitization blueprint, basically showing you how to overcome these symptoms long term and go back to living. It's very important that you understand how the nervous system works, why you're feeling these symptoms, and a lot of the fears that you have around anxiety attacks, panic attacks, and avoiding places because you're afraid of experiencing it is because you're not told what's happening and you don't know what it's like to overcome this. And you don't even know what the recovery journey looks like. Nobody even tells you how the recovery journey looks like because a lot of people honestly don't know about anxiety recovery. They are only taught how to cope or manage. Anxiety attacks can often also have milder symptoms. You can have symptoms of irritability. You notice small things really trigger you. You might notice you're angry all the time. People feel like, you're not the same. But panic attacks tend to be very intense, right? You get that shortness of breath. You get that heart palpitation. You'll get the dizziness. And it'll just be like this wave of something is happening. Something is seriously wrong and I need to get this fixed right now. While anxiety attacks is just more milder symptoms, of course, there's really you can also experience intense symptoms. For me, I was experiencing intense digestive issues. I honestly felt, this is going to sound wild, that my nerves were on fire. I felt like my body was overheating. You know, like if you use a computer for too long or if you're on your phone for too long, it starts overheating. I kind of felt like that with my body. But the biggest thing for me was once I knew how to respond to these symptoms, well, it ended up dying out on its own. I didn't need to do anything. And so if you're noticing these irritable symptoms, that's also part of anxiety attacks. Now, anxiety attacks are also situation specific. So you're having fear or worry about going places, or you avoid situations because, you know, you're afraid you're going to have anxiety. Panic attacks, on the other hand, come out of nowhere, right? Panic attacks are interesting because technically it can never have a trigger. It could just be caused by anything. The biggest thing to understand is that it doesn't matter whether you're dealing with anxiety attacks or panic attacks. It's good to identify what's happening because knowledge is power. But then once you're able to segment these things and understand what's what, how do you overcome this? And at the end of the day, anxiety attacks and panic attacks are still part of the same problem, which is it's part of your nervous system being sensitized. And so it's good to know the differences, but don't try to treat your panic attacks differently than how you would treat your anxiety attacks. The solution is actually the same. Recovery is so simple in many ways, even though it's not easy. It's so simple. And when people start segmenting these symptoms, like, oh, I deal with intrusive thoughts, I deal with anxiety attacks, I deal with panic attacks, I deal with all these different things, then what happens is they start trying to fix each problem separately. The key to recovery, though, is once you know these things and you know that it's all part of the same anxiety umbrella, what we talk about in the blueprint, then it's about learning how to overcome it, putting it under the anxiety umbrella and learning how to respond exactly the same to all these symptoms. So I'll put some resources down below. If you're focused on the recovery journey, we have communities, we have the blueprint, we have the mentorship where we're guiding people directly. And if you want to know more about the steps to recovery, the 5 steps to overcome anxiety symptoms once and for all, if you want more of a long view, make sure to check out this video up here. I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.